The other day we were answering a question in regards to the resurrection and the days of unleavened bread. We were happy to find that many people were viewing that, maybe more than we originally thought, which was a very good thing. But it didn't exactly come off the way that we wanted. And one of the passages that it reminded me of was a passage over in James chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "We all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man." And so I guess we're not perfect.
We're not perfect, are we?
Not perfect.
Right.
But we thought we might take a minute to really delve into the meaning behind the things that we were talking about in regards to the days of unleavened bread and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
The question came up and the discussion came out of a program we were doing on the holy days that Christians observe from the Bible. And we were talking about those days. We were talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And really, what it comes down to is that we do observe the days of unleavened bread, which were given by God to mankind to observe. Those days and the days of unleavened bread have at their center the life of Jesus Christ, because during the days of unleavened bread, he was resurrected after being in the grave for 3 days and three nights. He was accepted by the Father as a type of the wave sheaf offering that was a part of that ceremony as well. And so he was accepted, his sacrifice, whole and complete by the Father. And then as we observe the 7 days of unleavened bread, according to the pattern, especially with what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we observe it with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
We remove leaven from our homes to symbolize those
things. By removing the leaven from our homes. And that unleavened bread in itself is a picture of a perfect life. And the only perfect life that's ever been was that of Jesus Christ, and that's why he was accepted as the wave sheaf offering, and it is his life in us, pictured by unleavened bread, that allows us to put out the sin that so easily besets us.
Mm-hmm. And how are we going to do that? The means of keeping the feast points to that fact. It symbolizes the fact that it's Christ in us that makes all those things possible. The whole book of Romans talks so much about that. Romans chapter 6, verse 11, it says, "Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So we have the Passover, we certainly commemorate that and recognize his death, we have our sins forgiven, but yet if we're going to live a life that is removed from sin, the only way that's possible is by Jesus Christ living in us and through us.
And it's important to note as well that Jesus, when he was observing that last meal with his disciples and changing the symbols of Passover from that those of the old covenant to that of the new covenant with the bread and the wine, he said that he would send the Comforter to return and to help his followers, his disciples. And that, of course, is through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that is Christ's life within us, which is, again, the only means by which we can have a life without sin. And it's important to also understand that in Romans 5 and verse 10, Paul also mentions that it is by his life that we are saved. And so, again, that ties beautifully into the message of the days of unleavened bread with the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living within a believer, a baptized repentant believer who is working against sin, striving against sin, but also understanding that any type of hope in that way is only with Christ within us.
Mm-hmm. And I think it comes a lot down to Galatians 2:20, which you had mentioned. You wanted to read that? It talks about the importance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we recognize during the days of unleavened bread. That sacrifice that resulted then in his death and ultimately his resurrection so that he can be in us.
And Galatians 2 and verse 20 says, Paul writes, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And so it is Christ's life within us that is the key and the important matter. And as we observe the days of unleavened bread, we eat that unleavened bread on a daily basis during that period of time, we are showing that life of Christ within us.
Mm-hmm. Direct instructions, maybe just to conclude, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul talked about instructions for Passover, the days of unleavened bread. He said in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Purge out the old leaven," he says, "that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened." And then he gives a command, "Let us keep the feast." He says, "Not with the old leaven, not the leaven of malice and wickedness, but, he says, with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Literally, the unleavened, the word bread isn't even there. Unleavened of sincerity and truth. We're to be unleavened, and he says the only way that's possible is through Jesus Christ, who is resurrected and now lives in us and through us. So he says, let us keep the feast.
We will be posting a blog on our UCG.org site later today that will have some links to some helpful articles that have covered this subject in greater detail and show exactly the biblical teaching on this important, vital subject. So we hope that it helps to understand and clarify exactly what the biblical teaching is on this matter. Thanks for listening. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.